Harav Baruch Neuburger.
The hour is late. I feel that my achrayus over here is to talk about the gevaldige schus that I had to work with my father all these years out to the yeshiva and leave the personal and family zichreinus, although I share them, to my brothers. I want to start perhaps a little, not traditionally, but I feel on so many ways and to so many people, Talmidim, endless Talmidim, just in the last 12 hours who I've heard from. This Amid that we stand by, which has been referenced before, defined for so many, including myself, who my father was. And there's a chelek of the Nusach HaTfilah that literally came to me sitting in the hospital. The Mamish Fartaitis him in every chelek. And how many of us started the Avoida and Yom Narayim with hearing that booming voice, the Kabel Tfilasi Kisvilasa Kevinagil Ufir Kaina Uskanai Megudayil Vikailai Naim Umorov Bedasim Abriyais. To me, the Mo'orav and Dasim Abriyais really vertaiched his whole Avoida. He's feel Zaki Miragel Shtekni Chazal, Zaki in his entire. It was this thought, he's always being Mechadish Taira. I don't remember a trip I went on with him that the first thing that came out of his briefcase was a Gemara on the plane, on a train, anywhere. A Alamol with a Gemara in hand, an Alamol with a Chiddush Taira. I don't remember a meeting, a fundraising meeting I went to with him that he didn't find the right Vart, the right Shtikl Taira, the right insight to say to a person, whether the person's a Tamu Chacham, a yeshiva man, that the person wasn't even a Fumi Yid, to find the right thing. There was never such a thing as a meeting, Nishkahat Avar Taira. Never happened. The Rogel and Tfila, my brother Rabbi Yosef said, I used to ask him, I used to say to him always, where'd you have the Kayachis to Davin? And his response always was, the Tzibur Git Kayach. It wasn't about his own Kayach. He had unbelievable kayach, an unbelievable voice, an unbelievable gvura. But he took to him, it was the achrayis of davening for the tzibur, was the achrayis of being ma'ayrer, dairei dairis. And the hashpa that you saw in him, in his tefillah, and in his whole avayda, his whole anhaga was imbued by his rabbeim, by the gedolim of this yeshiva, the yeshiva zatzal, the godless atayra, used to talk about how to shtal zechan akasha, the way Rabbi Weinberg taught him how to shtal akasha, or the Yerushamayim from Reb David that met such ashpa on him and that he imbued in all his tefillah. Reb David's davening was so important. He used to talk about it all the time, Reb David's davening. It was all with this Mu'urav Das and Mabriyais, always, wherever we went. I had a meeting last week, because I have a chrayis to carry something that my Zeta Zechariah Levracha was very instrumental in starting. My father was Mamish Meiser Nefesh Nishnar Fadari Yeshiva for Ali Yeshivas. I went to New York for an arts meeting, even though it was difficult to travel. I was meeting, and in the meeting there were representatives from various Meisters, including from Beit HaSatmar Meisters, and the Zog from Beit HaGabayim, Ergeven Balipt by the Rebbes. And I was thinking about it on the trip back. Ergeven Balipt, Umu'uriv Bedasim Abriyas, it was the Midah, he was such a Balipt mensch by so many people. And it was so natural for him to talk to people from all walks of life and always find the right thing to say. And he had Meredek Atzlacha. He used to always say, I'm not in the fundraising business, I'm in the friend-raising business. And it was easy for him because he was Me'orav B'das and Abriyes. That's who he was. There's a lot to say, but the hour's late. And there are certain thank yous that I want to say on behalf of the Mishpacha, especially from this last Kufa, very difficult, almost 2 years. And it starts, like always, with our, and my father's Yedid Neman, Reb Yael. Every hour of the day and night, available with your clarity and your help and support. We met a very, very special person when this first started. He needs mention, Dr. Mario Eisenberger and Hopkins, who took such a personal interest in my father and took such a personal care and interest, call all the time. He was available to us 24/7. And I'd like to mention as well a number of the doctors in our community, very special people, Dr. Romer, Dr. Blechman, Dr. Sharfman, Dr. Brem, Dr. Fine, and many of the other people who were gave us unbelievable support and direction during this Letz Tekufa. It goes without saying, the Talmidei HaYeshiva and the Sheikhayel who davened endlessly, the Yeshiva Gezakt, Nishtum Zist, is very, very appreciated, very, very appreciated by us. And I just want to end. About 11 weeks ago, I went on the last trip I took with my father on behalf of the yeshiva. Now, obviously, because of COVID, hadn't gone on a trip in a long time. And he was feeling a little bit bekayach, and he wanted to go, especially because it's not a site. We're in the middle of a big fundraising campaign, and there was work that had to be done and relationships that he had that we had to go to New York and see. And it wasn't the easy trip for him. He made it sound easy, but it wasn't. Like he always said, I'm fine, I'm fine, I'm fine. I knew he wasn't fine. It was hard for him. But gestupzich. And we had meiridikas yata d'shmaya in that. Meiridikas yata d'shmaya, Baruch Hashem, on that trip. He was so excited. We drove home from New York. It was too hard to go back to the train station, so I took a car and drove him home. And the whole trip home, at Geret, constantly, I think he called my mother and my siblings, that how excited he was that he was able to use what turned out to be the Letz Dekaychus to help in the yeshiva, because that's what was important to him. And the Ibn Shem should give us all the Siyata Deshmaya to be Mamshech in his Avedas HaKadosh, and we say you should be a male Yisrael Shetati for the Mishpacha, for the yeshiva, for Klal Yisrael, that Shliach Tzibur Nemon that you were for all of us all these years. The perfect Shliach Tzibur to go to the Kisei HaKavod. And as for Rachmanis that we so need, Milam Avos L'Natzach, Hamacha Hashem, Kim Dimamei Al Kapon.